Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Chicagoland, we have a very exciting and informative program for you today. I'd like to introduce you to a very esteemed guest, Rose Yoakum. She's a certified information and referral specialist and director of internal initiatives with the Autism Society of America. Welcome to the program, Rose.
Thank you so much, Ruth.
Rose, take a minute and tell our audience about your background.
Okay. I came to the Autism Society about 10 years ago. I had been a stay-at-home mom for a number of years, and I wanted to get back working, and they had a little opening at here in our what was called the Chapters and Membership Department. And so I started working there. I loved it. Our chapters, we have about 105. We call them affiliates today, but we have about 105 of these autism societies throughout the United States. So I work here at the national office in Bethesda, Maryland, but we have Autism Society of Illinois. We have, in some states, we may have just a state chapter, for instance, Autism Society of Minnesota, but in some states we have state chapters and local chapters. In California, we have Autism Society of California, but then we have Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Inland Empire, San Francisco. So anyway, we have all these affiliates throughout the U.S., and so I started working with them. I was just drawn to the majority of our affiliates are also volunteer-run, typically, you know, by parents and adults on the spectrum, too. But I was really drawn to just the wonderful, wonderful people who are out there throughout the U.S., you know, giving their time to help the community. So that's how I started, and then I just kept going. I went into our information referral department. That's when I became a certified information referral specialist. So we have a contact center, and I answered about 10,000 phone calls in the call center over a number of years. And then now I progressed there, and I was the director of the contact center, and then director of internal initiatives is sort of like it was director of programs. So it's just a broader programmatic kind of role. And the contact center is one of our biggest services. So
mm-hmm.
that's my history.
Well, please share with us the history of Autism Society of America. I understand, in addition to being one of the premier organizations that, you know, gives information and services for people on the spectrum as well as their families, it is one of the longest standing organizations as well. Please explain that to us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It definitely is the oldest organization. We were founded in 1965. Two parents, Bernard Rimlin, Dr. Bernard Rimlin in San Diego, and Dr. Ruth Chris Sullivan, somehow they got together, somehow they met. Or I think, you know, both of them had children with autism, and I think they went to various, like, conferences and meetings, and they connected. They decided to, you know, form this group. They met other parents, and in 1965, they began the Autism Society of America. And not long after that, they also began this affiliate structure that I talked about. And so before you knew it, you know, small little Autism Society chapters were growing throughout the U.S. And it just blossomed. Of course, communications were much, much more difficult back then. They had a newsletter, and that's called the Autism Advocate. And, you know, the Advocate is still up on our website. It's still there to be seen. We're the largest and the oldest grassroots organization. I think we call ourselves grassroots because of this great affiliate structure that we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, please share the state-of-the-art website with our audience, because it is chock full of information that we could learn so much about autism.
It is. It's wonderful. It's the website's address is www.autism-society.org. You know, here we have everything that you can think of. I mean, it's very, very comprehensive. If you go to About Autism, you know, you can go through all kinds of information about getting the diagnosis, about Asperger's syndrome, our living with autism. You know, section of the web gives information about, getting resources, about how to navigate services. Community inclusion is very important to us. That's one of our core services, is making communities more inclusive. So that kind of information is there. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a monthly newsletter called Autism Matters that would keep you up to date with, our conference, which we all just enjoyed. Our conference was July 13th to the 16th down in New Orleans. I got a chance to meet you, Ruth, there.
Yes,
of course,
indeed.
I know your son, Darius. I've known him for a long time. Mm-hmm. A little more about us is that we have two wonderful panels. If you go to the About Us section, you can read our panel of professional advisors and our panel of spectrum advisors. And that's the PPA and PSA. They really, you know, inform us. The panel of spectrum of autism advisors that Darius is on, Temple Grandin was on our board way back in the 70s.
Take a second and tell us who she is.
Oh, Temple Grandin is, I think, probably the most famous woman in autism. there was a movie on HBO actually made of her life. Claire Danes played her role. It's called Temple, and that won an Emmy. But Temple, in her own right, is a very famous in her field, which is animal husbandry, I believe. And she is a PhD. She created, some incredible things for the cattle industry. But she's a woman on the spectrum, and she's written wonderful books. Animals Translated, or I can't remember some of the titles, but she's just, extremely well known in the autism world. She was born in the 1950s, and her mother, whose name is Eustacia Cutler, is quite an amazing woman. You know, she did a wonderful job raising Temple with not a lot, the resources that we have today weren't out there. So she's an incredible lady. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, she was on our board of directors back in the 70s, and we've always depended on people on the spectrum to advise us.
Wonderful. And again, please share the website and the toll-free number.
Yeah, sure. It's www.autism-society.org, and our toll-free number is 1-800-3-AUTISM. That's 800-328-8476. Our contact center is open 9 to 9 every day of the week, Monday through Friday. And as I said, I, you know, did that for a huge number of years here. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to connect to our information and referral specialists. They just have so much knowledge to share, and they're such caring and loving people. It's just a great way. If you need support, just give a call.
Well, as you mentioned, my son, Darius Frazier, has the honor and privilege of being on one of the panels. And I would be remiss, considering his love of history and statistics, if I didn't look on the website and share with our audience some of the stats that you have available. And the first is to let everyone know that about 1% of the world population has autism spectrum disorder. Prevalence in the United States is estimated at 1 in 68 births. And the source for that is the Centers on Disease Control, 2014. More than 3.5 million Americans live with an autism spectrum disorder. Prevalence of autism in U.S. children increased by 119.4% from 2000, when it was 1 in 150, to 2010, now at 1 in 68. Autism is the fastest growing developmental disability, and prevalence has increased by 6 to 15% each year from 2002 to 2010. And of course, that's based on the biennial numbers from the Center for Disease Control. So, what would you suggest to our audience to, again, learn more about autism? How is it identified, and how can they get help from your organization and other resources if they suspect that someone in their family has autism?
Well, again, reach out to our call center, because we have a resource database called Autism Source. And no matter what the age, we can support you in finding if it's a child, you know, you'd want to find a developmental pediatrician to do the diagnosis, or, you know, there are centers for autism out there that can support you for an adult looking for a diagnosis. And more we get phone calls from, you know, young adults who are, you know, autism is so much, there's so much more information about autism in the media, and so more and more people are saying, that could be me. And, you know, you would, if you're looking for a diagnosis and you're looking for information on, you know, Social Security and support and employment and any number of, you know, love and marriage and et cetera and et cetera, then you absolutely, you know, can call our call center for the diagnosis. We have, again, within Autism Source, you would look for a clinical psychologist, and we have those lists. We can see what we can do for you. We can send you information. We'll email you out information all about autism. So, you know, the website is wonderful. The call center, I think that's the personal touch, and I think it's a great way to, you know, connect with us.
Well, Rose, will we also find a list of the affiliates on the website?
You sure will. Yeah, go to, if you're on the website, the best, I think even on our home page, there is, it says learn about affiliates. Mm-hmm. Right at the very top of the home page on the left hand side, you click on the affiliates and comes up, you know, with information about them, and then that has a link to our affiliate map where you can find your local support group.
Wonderful.
And of course, we'd be more than happy to, if you just want to call, I will find it for you too.
Okay. And and of course, we know on the website we have information all about autism. Some of the prominent symptoms, diagnosis, causes, as you mentioned, Asperger's syndrome, and facts and statistics, of which I just read a few of. There are many more there. And we encourage you to visit the website at
autism-society.org.
And the toll-free number again is
800-3-AUTISM. Or 800-328-8476.
Rose, please take a few minutes and give us an overview of the 47th Annual Autism Society National Conference. This is the first that I personally attended. As you mentioned, Darius has gone to many. He is an adult with autism. And I was just so impressed after array of variety of different information that you guys had available. So tell us a little bit about who were the keynotes. It wasn't just one, as often happens in many conferences, but you chose several. Tell us why and what they brought, the information, and give us just an overview of the conference itself.
Sure. Our conference, this was our 47th annual conference, so we've been doing this a long, long time. It's a really huge conference. It's we start on Wednesday with a pre-conference day, and you know, that we have a few different sessions for, especially for educators, to pick up extra continuing education credits. So we have a pre-conference day Wednesday. Really, the conference kind of opens up Wednesday night. We open up our exhibit hall. We had about probably 75 exhibitors there with all, you know, just really interesting places. You know, Remo Drums was there. Sesame Street was there. We had many centers throughout the U.S., you know, great places to get support. So these wonderful vendors are there. We had, you know, so we opened up, opening reception. We had a little band. And then Thursday begins the conference, you know, educational sessions. Thursday's keynote, our opening keynote, was John Donvan and Karen Zucker, who just had, they have a book out called In a Different Key, The Story of Autism. The book is a, the two of them are reporters from ABC. And they've worked with Nightline. They did, maybe you've seen quite a few of their stories that they've done on Nightline. And our, these keynotes will be available on our website in a few weeks. So anybody that would like to watch the keynotes can, will be able to, you know, soon enough. But, it's the history of autism from autism's first child, a guy named, last name, Tripper. And they wrote an article for The Atlantic about him. He's case number one, first child diagnosed with autism back in the 1940s. And they found him, actually, in Mississippi. And Donald Tripper is his name. And the story, it's, this book is a story of the history of autism. But within it, they find, you know, it's also a story of these people. And it's just a great book. I mean, and it really, it goes all the way through from, you know, this first case, case one, all the way to now. And it goes through really the act, the kind of like our, the different organizations. And our organization obviously plays a huge part in the beginning history of autism. So it talks about Bernard Brimlin, who I brought up before. It tells Ruth Chris Sullivan's story. It just tells the story of so many giants that we are all, you know, so lucky have had them out there fighting for kids and adults on the spectrum for such a long time. And it goes all the way through up to, you know, the whole vaccine thing. It goes through all of the various organizations when Autism Speaks began in 2005. You know, so they're just pretty new to the game in the last 10 years. It has information about neurodiversity, which I don't know if any of your listeners know all about neurodiversity, but that's a movement among adults on the spectrum. And you know, you and I I would be called neurotypical because my neurology is typical, but I think I totally agree with this. People on the spectrum have a diverse neurology and a different way of looking at things, different way of thinking. So it goes through that. Anyway, it's a whole history. It's wonderful. They talked about their book. After they were done, we had Alicia Halliday, who is the chief science officer at Autism Science Foundation. And they are really, I think, the premier organization when it comes to research in autism. And she gave a great overview of the last 5 years and how it especially relates to supporting people living now. So, you know, research that is about, that serves practical reasons, you know, here and now, which is what we have always been about too, about services and the here and now of how to support people on the spectrum. The next day, on Friday, our keynote speaker was Dr. Jim Ball. He has been involved with us for 30 years. He's just an incredible guy. He was our chairman of our board. He is now past chairman. His term ended, and that was kind of passing the torch. And Jim, as I said, he's come to our conferences for over 30 years. He gave a great keynote, just all about us and all about everything that's happened, you know, the whole world of autism. And the last day on Saturday, we had a great panel of adults on the spectrum. And it was moderated and opened by Steve Silberman, who also wrote a history of autism. But Steve Silberman, his book is called Neurotribes, and that's very much about the neurodiversity side of autism. And so Steve, it was a nice bookend to John Donvan and Zucker. Steve's book and their book both have a history of autism. And then that panel of adults on the spectrum were just amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, exactly. So those were the keynotes. And then, that's just one part of it. And then we had 96 sessions.
Wow.
So you had the choice of 96 different sessions with about 140 or so different speakers. And we had 8 breakout sessions over those 3 days. And at each breakout, you had the choice of 12 different things. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very, very full conference, to say the least.
And I will note that Darius Frazier's session was entitled Grassroots Tactics and Cultural Change, Eliminating Barriers and Making Autism Productive in Today's Global Society, Exploring Cultural Competence and How to Make the Village Concept Work for All Children with Autism Spectrum Disorders. And please, we want to save the date for next year's concert. Please give us that information, Rose.
Oh, sure. We're going to be in Milwaukee next year, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So 12 through the 15th, I think. It would be, still look on the calendar. But we always have our conference the second week of July. So I think I'm pretty sure the 12th through the 15th of next year.
Okay. Chicagoland, we want to thank Rose Jokum for joining us today to tell us about Autism Society of America. It's a fantastic organization. All of us at this point in our lives seem to know someone on the autism spectrum if we are not personally affected within our immediate families. So we encourage everyone to please visit the website at
www.autism-society.org. society.org.
And you can call the toll-free number at
800-3-AUTISM. That is 800-328-8476.
And thanks again so much, Rose.
Mm-hmm. Thank you too, Ruth. Have a great day.
Bye now. Greetings, everyone. In segment two of today's program, we are bringing back a very special guest that all of us are familiar with, and that's Mr. Gary Arnold. Gary, take a second and introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me back. It's really nice to be here to talk with everyone. My name is Gary Arnold. I'm a member of the disability community. I work in Chicago. I'm the president of a national organization called Little People of America. Little People of America is a membership-based organization run by people with dwarfism, and we've got about 7,000 members around the country, and we run a number of programs, adoption programs, scholarship programs, and we run a national conference. But first and foremost, we're an organization that provides resources and support for people with dwarfism and their families. Also, I work at what's called the Center for Independent Living in Chicago. The name of that organization is Access Living. Access Living provides also support and services for people with all types of disabilities who are living in Chicago. And my role with Access Living is communications. I'm the public affairs manager for Access Living, so I do communications with the media as well as our publications here at Access Living, like our newsletter and our website and things like that. So, again, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, Gary, take a minute and give us the contact information, both for Little People of America, Inc., as well as Access Living.
Sure. For Access Living, the phone number is 312-640-2100. And I'll actually just give my email address if people want to contact me for Access Living. That's garnold@accessliving.org. And you can find us on the internet at www.accessliving.org. Mm-hmm. And for Little People of America, again, you can use my email address that I just gave out in order to contact Little People of America. That's garnold@accessliving.org. Or we have an office in Southern California. And to get information about that, it's online at www.lpaonline.org.
Well, Gary, we were so excited about having you come on again today because we have a very special event that everyone looks forward to each year here in the Chicagoland area. Can you tell us what it is and all about it?
Absolutely. We're in the midst of what some people refer to as Disability Pride Week. So we're on Tuesday of the week leading up to Saturday, which is the Disability Pride Parade. The Disability Pride Parade has been an institution in Chicago since 2004, the year of the very first parade. And the Disability Pride Parade is when people from around Chicago and really all around the country, and we've had people from around the world come to Chicago and line up and march in a parade that really celebrates the history of the disability community and celebrates all that's been accomplished, and it celebrates the rights of people with disabilities, and it really just celebrates who we are as individuals with disabilities. And every year we get scores of groups coming out and marching together, some in floats, some of them just walking or rolling up Dearborn from the library to Daly Plaza, where there'll be a celebration. So the parade is this Saturday. People start to gather around 10 o'clock, and the parade steps off from Van Buren and Plymouth at starts at 11, and then it moves over to Dearborn and marches up Dearborn just about half a mile to Daly Plaza. And at Daly Plaza, there'll be all kinds of things going on for a couple of hours. There'll be a celebration, which will include performances on stage and speeches on stage. There'll be the presentation of the annual Dan Van Hecht Award, which is an award that really is about individuals who celebrate disability pride. And there'll be all kinds of information booths from organizations that are a part of this year's parade. So it'll be really a great time to celebrate and to have a good time.
And we want to encourage everyone, if you need more information about the parade itself, they do have a website. Can you share that with us, Gary?
Yeah, of course. The website is www.disabilityprideparade.org. So again, that's www.disabilityprideparade.org.
Everyone, FACT invites you to forge new kinds of community relations that balance trust with accountability, respect with openness to disagreement, and caring with inclusiveness. And we encourage you to join our efforts in serving humanity. Again, my name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier, and I want to thank our special guest today, Rose Yoakum with Autism Society of America, and Gary Arnold with both Little People of America, Inc. and Access Living here in the Chicagoland area. We encourage everyone to come out and enjoy this week-long activities of disability pride and, of course, the parade itself, and give us that date and time and starting point one more time, Gary.
Sure. Saturday, July 23rd, this Saturday, at 11 a.m., the parade will start at Plymouth and Van Buren Street downtown.
Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Thanks, Ms. Frazier. Have a great day.
Bye now. Chicagoland, always remember that the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. Please join us next week on this same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones.